Dr. Richard J. Pappas. He's the president of Davenport University. Dr. Pappas, haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Thanks so much for coming on just before this holiday weekend. Before I talk to you about Davenport, tell me, what's Labor Day mean to you and the folks at Davenport?
Well, it means a lot. It has a lot to do with the people who do the hard work around the country, and it's really honoring those people. But I'm spending my weekend partially by going to the Tigers game tonight, and then going to the Michigan football game on Saturday. So I heard you talking a little bit about Michigan State. They look like they're going to have a great season this year.
Well, I think so. And should the great season continue, it could be victory number 4 against Michigan. But I suppose we could talk about that a little bit later on in the season.
Well, I think it'll be a close game, but they'll certainly be favored.
I think so. You know, I think I'm a lot like a lot of Michigan State fans from the aspect that we want Michigan to do well and to play well, because if you beat them when they're good, that only makes your program that much better.
Well, I agree. You want a strong Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and you know, and I'm not a fan of Notre Dame, but I think it's important to have strength because of the rivalries. I think it's great.
I know that you want a strong Davenport University, and I know you're trying to upgrade your facilities here in Lansing.
We sure are.
That was a big deal. Talk about that.
Well, you know, we had done a lot of labor study around every campus. We're in 7 of the top 10 markets, including Lansing. And our whole vision talks about really understanding the market and where careers are going. And we're a large private not-for-profit, about 13,000 students. And one of the things we noticed about Lansing is that we were growing pretty rapidly in the last couple of years, and the market looked very strong, specifically in the three areas that we focus in, on the three fastest-growing markets in the world, and that's healthcare, technology, and business. So what we decided was our facilities weren't really adequate enough to really be able to grow. And so we started looking around at out-city and in-city, and the mayor basically really showed us this property and encouraged us to stay within the city. And I'm telling you, it's a wonderful location for us, right next to Lansing Community College, not too far from Cooley. And so you can sort of develop this, as he indicated, this higher education corridor. And so we're thrilled if we can do this. Now, there's still some approvals to Lansing City Commission and HUD and our board, but I think it certainly makes sense for us to be there.
All right. Now, you want to do a land swap. You want to go to Oliver Towers give the city of Lansing the current complex you're in. Tell us about that.
Right. We did an individual assessment of what the value of the properties were, and they look really close. And so we're looking at that now. And so we would end up, if we do this, demolishing Oliver Towers and building a 60,000, which is twice the size of our facility where we are now, 60,000 three-story facility that would be state-of-the-art. The classrooms would be state-of-the-art, science labs, the nursing labs would be state-of-the-art. And we'd be bringing new programs that we haven't offered in Lansing before, because the demand for it is huge. And that would be like nursing and potentially occupational or physical therapy. I mean, the demand is very large, and careers, and they pay well. And so we're tied to the market. We really are focused. We're not for profit, but we really, all of our degrees lead to careers. And so it's very important that we read the market correctly.
So you would raise the Oliver Towers, build a 60,000 square foot structure that's adjacent to the parking lot. So it sounds like a pretty good move.
It'd be a good move. I think it's a good move for Lansing, as the mayor indicated, and it's a good move for us. We want to be part of the growth of the city of Lansing, and we want to contribute in a positive way. We want to be active in the community, and so we're excited by the possibility.
The cost of the project's estimated $11 million. Where's the money coming from?
Well, it'd be a combination of things. It'd be some of our own cash, and it would be we probably will bond a portion of it as well.
I know that they probably wouldn't say it publicly, but I got to imagine Lansing Community College is saying, "Oh man, why do they got to do this?" Is it a good atmosphere to have clusters of higher education?
Well, first of all, the Lansing Community College is a great partner of ours already. I know Brent Knight, their president, for probably 20 years. And it's really a good combination because the students who, you know, they do a wonderful job at LCC, and their students who want to transfer to get a bachelor's degree would come to us. We accept, we're one of the only universities in the state who accept the full 60 credits. So if you get an associate degree from LCC, you can come in as a junior, fully, guaranteed. Even if you're in the occupational area, let's say that you're a welder, you can move in as a junior to get your bachelor's of business. And today, the bachelor's is becoming the minimum, you know, that sort of, it doesn't separate you anymore. I mean, it's really an interesting thing. We need to provide more associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees together. So it's not really a competitive situation with LCC. It's more of a partner.
All right, Dr. Richard J. Pappas is the president of Davenport University. I got to tell you, Dr. Pappas, it's an exciting proposition. There are a lot of folks who are making efforts to help Lansing grow in the way that Grand Rapids has grown. The downtown area of Grand Rapids is just
phenomenal.
It is, and to see all the growth when we have all this economic stress and strife, especially on the east part of the state, we'd love to have some of that here in Lansing.
Well, we want to contribute to that, Tony, so we're excited by the possibility.
All right, Dr. Pappas, we'll talk with you soon. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks so much for your time.
You too. Take care.